Hello and welcome to the Knee Pain Guru podcast series. This is Bill Paravano, the Knee Pain Guru, and each time in these podcast series we go over a different topic and challenge people are experiencing dealing with chronic knee pain. And of course I'll go over my standard disclaimer. None of the information in this podcast is to be construed as medical advice. If you do have any questions, please contact your doctor or physician or physical therapist or whichever healthcare professional you're working with. And the information here is based on a few principles that nothing in your knee is broken or torn. Of course, if something is broken or torn, go get it checked out. Go make sure the doctors take care of that for you, because that's very important. You need to have a good solid foundation to move forward from in order for the concepts and principles to be addressed in these podcasts. Also, if you hurt your knee, make sure you go to the doctor. Get it checked out. Get the x-ray, the CT scan, the MRI. Make sure there isn't anything broken or torn, because if you do start an exercise regimen or do something after you had an injury like that, you don't know it's broken or torn, you can make the situation worse. And that is not something anyone wants. So I have some good information here. Let's see, updates on the clients that I'm working with. Janelle. Got an email from Janelle last week. She had she was dancing. She went out dancing for 3 hours, which was excellent, as well as we're working on a running program for her. She's getting back into running, and this is something that we've only been working. I think we're into our third month, and that's something a couple months ago she couldn't even comprehend to be at the place where she's at. And so it's such a joy to see her progress and how committed she is to getting herself out of knee pain. And she's able to enjoy all the things she wants to do. And she's getting to a point where she's not even thinking about her knees anymore. And she's not constrained by her knees, which is just absolutely awesome. So that's very exciting to see, as well as Zach, and you could follow him on the Knee Pain Guru blog. Zach, who had 4 knee surgeries, and I go into the details in the blog on it. He had the surgeon had misinformed him on the second knee surgery about the amount of time it would take for the graft to heal, and as a result, Zach had the surgery fail, the graft failed, and he ended up in several more surgeries in order to get that all worked out. Right now, he's dealing with lawyers and insurance agents and all these nightmares regarding his knee. However, we started working, we're into the second week working with him, and Zach, after just 1 week, which was absolutely freaking awesome, that he's now able to squat fully, which is really exciting, and he doesn't have any more difficulty going upstairs. He's still a little weak going downstairs, and we got him on the exercises in the virtual clinic that are strengthening the tendons and ligaments in the joints, in his knee joint, to build up that strength, so he doesn't have that instability when he's going down the steps. So that is just very cool, very awesome. That's really exciting, and I want to keep you posted on the events and happenings with Zach and Janelle as they progress. So I also want to let you know that because this is a podcast, that if you do know someone that is experiencing knee pain, and it's kind of a pay it forward thing. Forward this podcast to your friends, to people you know who have knee pain. And consequently, whenever I'm out talking with anyone, and I mention, well, I help people with chronic knee pain, they always say, my father, my brother, my sister, my uncle, my cousin, my, you know, my friend, whoever it is, had a knee surgery, has knee pain, is, you know, a knee replacement. There's always something, and I'm just kind of shocked at how prevalent it is. And I think that's one of the things that, you know, give a gift to somebody. Let them know that there are solutions out there, and especially in the situation where there's nothing broken or torn. And when that's, you know, the place I found myself in when I had knee pain after my surgery, after my reconstructive surgery on my left knee, there wasn't a whole lot of options for me. I did the surgery. I did the physical therapy. I couldn't handle the prescription drugs. They made me sick. So that wasn't an option. And as far as, you know, the surgery went, the doctor did great. Physical therapy went great. However, there was a limitation as to what they were able to help me with. Having the knee surgery, and that's one common misconception, is that the knee surgery equates with being out of knee pain, and that's not the case. The knee surgery means whatever was broken or torn was fixed. And I think that's one of the I guess you'd call it a gamble when someone gets a knee surgery and there's nothing physically wrong with the knee. They just can't, the doctors can't find a solution as to what the problem is or why they're experiencing pain. Sure, you could look on an X-ray, a CT scan, or an MRI and see arthritis. You can see narrowing of the bone space in there. Exposed nerves, possibly, potentially, things like that. It's just that, well, why is that happening? Many times it's because of the tension in the nervous system. And by creating comfort in the body, that space expands, creates more space. Of course, there's other factors that go into it. You're looking at water, you're looking at nutrition, you're looking at stretching, you're looking at breathing, you're looking at physical exercise. And those all play a huge role in the body's ability to heal what's going on in the knees. So it's very important to understand that if the body is not broken or torn, it has the infinite capacity to heal itself. It has the ability to get you out of pain. It just needs to be the right conditions. You just need to create the conditions so it allows your body to heal itself. And that's the whole premise, and that's the whole principle in of my approach. And many people fall into that category of, I have nothing that's broken or torn. The doctors can't tell me anything, yet I'm still experiencing lots of knee pain. What should I do? And we get into the, you know, painkillers. Should I get this injection? Should I get, you know, this new advanced technology to be put on the covering of the knee and all this and that? And it's like, well, that doesn't sound very simple. It's usually quite expensive. It usually can potentially cause more pain. So by looking at each individual situation, you can figure out a game plan, map out a game plan. And it's important to zoom in and find out exactly how the knee is experiencing pain, and then zoom back out and get the bigger picture, the bird's eye view of what's happening. And then it's actually quite simple, and it doesn't take a lot of time, as you know, evidenced by my work with Janelle and Zach. So that's definitely something that I believe, as many people are more and more disenfranchised by how the conventional medical model, what they're able to offer, that many people will be looking for alternatives. And I have some great feedback this week from a Paul. He's in the UK. Hi, Bill. After joining on June 17th, so we're looking at a little bit over a month ago, I was skeptical that your methods would work for me. As for the past 18 months, I've tried numerous physios and various things to cure my pains in both knees. I only had slight improvements, and it was really slow. But wow, after doing your program, my pain is gone. I'm more flexible, I've lost the tightness around the front of my knees, and my mental state has improved greatly. Some of your methods go against my physio's advice, but it worked for me. I've added skipping and cycling to my training, and am now running pain-free. Thank you for all the tips and advice given through your website. Regards, Paul. And this many times, what Paul is talking about here is the advice that I'm giving is going against what the doctors and physical therapists would suggest. And that's consequently what I hear a lot. It's like, oh, that's not going to work for the knees. That's not going to help. That will cause more pain. That'll cause the cartilage to tear. That'll cause, you know, all this other kind of stuff. It's just that if you look at the body from a medical model perspective, it's not supposed to do this or it's not supposed to do that. Yet, you continually see people that can fold themselves in half. You know, if you look at the Cirque du Soleil, you have people that are doing phenomenal athletic feats, and the body's not supposed to be able to do that. And many times you find things that are incredibly effective, yet they go against conventional wisdom. There was a point in time when your mainstream scientists thought that the sun revolved around the earth. There was a time, and not that long ago, in terms of the bigger picture, where everyone thought the earth was flat. And then if you sailed far enough in the ocean, the ship would just fall off the earth. And many times when there's that inability to see outside of a certain paradigm, that it's important to understand that there is reality that exists outside of a paradigm. And that's what we're finding a lot about quantum physics, and that how you have Newtonian physics, how gravity works in quantum physics, that when you get down to a certain level, all of a sudden there's a different reality that exists. That's coming forward, and it is not understood by conventional wisdom. So many times it's by applying it to the knees, we can get incredible results and get amazing things to get people out of knee pain by just using some common sense approaches. So, okay. Well, the last housekeeping piece, we're going to go over where we had people come from this week that are now working with my program. We have two in Ireland, one from Donegal and one from Dublin. We have someone from Sidmouth, Devon in the United Kingdom, someone from Oakland, California in the United States. We have someone from Mumbai, India, Kent in the United Kingdom, as well as Tutong, Brunei, Darussalam. So that's not one of the first place that I would. I didn't actually know where that was, so I looked it up and I found out that they are in Malaysia. So I thought that was pretty cool. We're getting people from all over the world that are getting help with their knees, and I think that's phenomenal. So, okay. First question is from Arshid. It says, I think my problem is not very complicated, but the doctors here in Pakistan don't diagnose a disease properly. They even gave me the medicine I was allergic to. I was worried about my knee because I am married and have a kid. I have to earn money for my family, and I'm not a wealthy person. I try to explain my problem and hope you'll understand it. I used to play cricket a lot during my teenage period, but then I stopped playing cricket. I got the job of a teacher and didn't do any sports. Almost a year ago, I got this knee problem when I went to a cricket, when I played cricket. I am a right-handed fast bowler. I did not warm up, my body properly and started bowling. If you know cricket, then you will understand better. When a right-handed bowler bowls fast bowls, the stress goes on the left knee. The same thing happened with me because I was not properly warmed up. Played for the next 3 hours that day and did great. I did not feel any pain while playing, but when I woke up the next morning and stood up, after I woke, I felt pain in the back of my left knee. The problem was with my left knee is that there is some swelling in the back of the knee. I feel pain when I stand up after sitting for a long time. I have visited many doctors and have used massage creams prescribed by them. However, I have had no relief. Well, Arshid, many times, it's a combination of a few things. Obviously, the knees or the nerves in the knee are being affected. They're being squeezed upon. That's causing the discomfort in the knee, the swelling. And part of the thing, I believe, is loose ligaments, loose tendons and ligaments in the knee, which gives the knee the stability. So when the ligaments, like you were saying, you weren't playing for a long time, the tendons and ligaments in the joint will begin to get weak. When they get weak, makes the knee sloppy. It makes it loose. And what ends up happening is that can cause the knee to slide a lot. So there's a certain amount of tension that needs to be created to give the joint the stability again. The next piece is relaxing the tension that the body takes on as a result of the loose knee. And that ends up causing a lot of the pain, tension, and swelling that you're experiencing. So I go over that in my virtual clinic. I have one section called the stretching lounge. And there are two different types of stretches that I have in there. One is active stretching, and the other is passive stretching. And the passive stretching is what I believe you're going to get the most benefit from, especially with what you're dealing with. Because I have specific stretches in there that take that part of your leg, that part of your knee, to a position of comfort. And in the position of comfort, the body lets go and unwinds the tension in the nervous system and how it's holding in your leg. I use the example, I have a video in there where I explain using one of those Chinese finger games or Chinese finger traps. And when you pull the fingers apart, it makes it tighter. And that's what happens in your knee when it's experiencing pain. The body is holding on to tension to protect itself from getting injured further. The nerves get interfered with, which is a natural response. The body sends more blood and all of that to heal what's going on there of the irritated nerve. However, what ends up happening is that it holds a functional tension pattern for the injury. It's dysfunctional for you to go back into your life without the pain, tension, and discomfort in your knee. So by taking the body to a position of comfort, it creates the space, the nervous system lets go and lets loose, and the body is able to begin to heal itself on its own. So this, of course, in addition to Rice therapy. You want to rest it, ice it, compression and elevation. That's very helpful as well as changing your diet, because some foods that you eat can actually cause swelling and inflammation in the joint, cause swelling and inflammation in your entire body. So now your body has to deal with the swelling and inflammation from the food it eats, plus deal with the swelling and inflammation in your knee. So it's kind of like trying to go forward in your car with your foot on the gas and your foot on the brake at the same time. A lot of times the car will go forward a lot faster with a lot less effort by just taking your foot off the brake. And this is what happens when you stop eating foods that are irritating, that are scientifically proven to cause inflammation in your guts. So, Arshid, hopefully that answers your question. And if not, shoot me another email. Okay, let's see. Got a question here from Patricia. I had an arthroscopy on my knee in April 2010 because an MRI scan showed cartilage damage due to osteoarthritis. After the operation, surgeon told me cartilage is measured on a scale, 1 being full cartilage to 4 being zilch. I was a 3. He said I would be looking at a knee replacement further down the track. I have since discovered your website and downloaded your ebook. The exercises have really helped me. With so little cartilage, would you think a knee replacement is inevitable? I'm 63 and an MRI on the other knee shows a similar story. I have enjoyed browsing your blog with all the helpful podcasts and advice in your different clinics. Patricia. Well, thank you, Patricia. No, I do not believe knee replacement is inevitable. I believe you can begin to reverse that process. A lot of times the knee will begin to wear, or the pressure in the body will go to the knee as a result of tension in the hips and the lower back. It's kind of a chicken or egg thing. What came first? The tension in the hips and the lower back that causes the discomfort in the knees, causing the knees to begin to wear, or is it the problems in the knees causing the tension in the hips and lower back? And generally, it doesn't really matter what came first. The idea is that we begin to create the conditions so the body has the space it needs to heal itself. We begin to relax the tension in the knees. By relaxing the tension in the knees, it creates the space. By creating the space, then there's less wearing on the joint. Of course, all the other factors that I talk about as well go into play. The water. The water is going to lubricate the joint, helping your body heal itself. There's the nutrition piece and how the proper nutrition creates the conditions so your body can heal the damaged cells in your knees. So I believe the body has the capacity to heal what's going on in there. I know there's a lot of school of thought out there that's saying that the cartilage can't regenerate itself. The cartilage can't regrow. The meniscus can't regrow. However, if you talk to surgeons, and I've heard surgeons, you know, read articles where surgeons have written about that as long as the tear in a meniscus is less than 25% of the entire meniscus, it can heal itself. And also, all the cells in the body, like every 7 years, there is not the same cells in your body that it was 7 years ago, that the body continues to regenerate cells. So if that's the case, why wouldn't that apply to cartilage? Why wouldn't that apply to other parts? Granted, some components take longer to heal. For instance, when I tore the ligament in my knee, ligaments have no blood supply of their own. So it's dependent on the blood flow around it. So in order for the ligament to get the nourishment it needs to heal itself. Yet, it can. I've also talked with friends of mine who are osteopaths, and there are lots of really progressive therapies that they're using saline injections at the source of tears in the meniscus, in the cartilage, in the ligaments and tendons. And they're having phenomenal results as far as the body being able to heal itself. So I think the conventional method of thinking leaves only one option. Like you're going down this road and you need knee replacements. When in actuality, if you begin stop doing what you're doing that is creating the knees to be that way, then the body does the rest. The body knows how to heal itself. So anyhow, I do believe that to be the case. I see some phenomenal things happening in the area of knee pain in a lot of different areas, both alternative as well as somewhat conventional medical. So I do believe that there's lots of options, and that by following those principles of proper water, proper nutrition, proper exercise, proper stretching, and proper breathing, you set up the conditions so the body is just able to heal itself. There's no other way around it. So, Patricia, hopefully that helps out. If it doesn't, shoot me another email. Okay, let's see. I don't have a person here. I was playing soccer 2 weeks ago, and due to a misfire of a shot, I got my lateral knee ligament affected. When I touch the joint on the side, it hurts. It doesn't hurt when I walk or even run, but it hurts when I stretch. What is it, and what should I do? Reply soon. The writer of this email shall remain anonymous because they didn't leave their name. Okay. I think I sound kind of monotonous today. Okay, let's see. What should you do? I think I go to my virtual clinic and find the specific part in your knee that hurts and do the passive stretching exercise that corresponds with it. I think that's really going to help out, because a lot of times I go in there, the knee, when it hurts, when it gets twisted, when it gets tweaked, what can happen is it can actually be, and this is just coming to mind, like the meniscus can actually get squeezed out the side of the knee. It's like a bubble gum between two bricks, and when you squish the two bricks together, the bubble gum squeezes out the side. It's the same thing when what I refer to as the tensegrity structure, or what is referred to as the tensegrity structure, that is the tension in the joint, is not holding properly, it compromises the integrity of the joint. And what ends up happening is the bone begins to squeeze on the meniscus and the cartilage. And of course, when that takes away the space. When you look at it on an X-ray, a CT scan, or an MRI, they're going to say bone on bone. They're going to say narrowing of the joint. If left that way, that begins a wearing of the joint. It begins a deterioration of the joint. There's nothing physically wrong with it except for the tension that the nervous system is holding onto to protect the knee from getting injured further. You have a missed shot, you extend yourself, you know, you're kicking the soccer ball, and you kick it, or you miss it, or whatever it is, and your body kind of tenses up a little bit to protect itself from getting injured further. Functional for the injury, dysfunctional for you to go back into your life, and in this case, stretch without pain. You can walk. You can run without pain, yet you stretch, and it's you're experiencing discomfort. So the idea is find out how the body is holding that tension pattern. begin to mirror that tension pattern. I go over and explain all of this in my virtual clinic and show you exactly how to do it through videos. And in doing so, the body has the ability to heal itself. It lets go of that tension. The pain goes away. You create the space in the joint. The wearing stops. Now you're eating the right food and drinking the proper amount of water, and the body gets the nourishment it needs to heal what's going on in the knees. It's kind of a common sense thing. Of course, when we experience pain, it's like, oh, what do I do? What do I do? And it's very difficult to see the forest from the trees when you're experiencing that pain. So anyhow, that's what this no-name person should do. And if this no-name person needs better explanation, send me another email. So, okay, got a question here from Shanwati. My right knee is twisted to the left and cannot be bent backwards. I've been diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. What are the best knee exercises for this inflamed, stiff knee? Okay, the best exercises, I would believe, are the stretches. And you're looking at the same kind of deal as the last question. You're looking at a tension pattern that the body is holding on to protect it from getting injured further. And if it can't be bent backwards, I'm going to guess that something, it was like stepping off of a curb or something where you jarred your leg while it was straight. That's how the body holds tension patterns, holds the tension pattern, and then it causes it so it can't be bent backwards. It's just once you understand the body in terms of tension patterns, or once you begin to look at the body in terms of tension patterns, it makes it really clear and really kind of comes to the forefront. So, Shanwati, hopefully that'll answer your question. And really, it ties in directly with the last question as well. Okay, got a question here from Mary. The information you have passed on to me is impressive, but my knee problems are different in that they do not result from a sudden injury. 64, I am told that stuff inside them are worn out and that I have arthritis, which is incurable. Furthermore, I do not have constant or chronic pain. My problem is that I feel my pain only when I attempt to squat even slightly. Kneeling down or when I touch certain parts of my knees or try to do certain exercises. When I try to bend my knees, they give a sound of breaking glass. I am told that the fluids in them is dried up, the cartilage are worn out, etc., etc. Therefore, being a victim of arthritis, it is also possible for me to benefit from your program. Thank you for your help, Mary. Yes, Mary. Yes, I do believe that my program will help you. And once again, it goes into that same deal. It's that the same approach. You're looking at the five things. Well, why does the knee dry up? Well, because water can't get in there. Well, why can't water get in there? Well, a couple different reasons. Either you're not drinking enough, or two, that what you are drinking is the tension in the knee is holding too tight for the water to get in there as it gets around. So I think when they talk about injections in the knee to rehydrate the synovial fluid, that you don't need the synovial fluid when you, one, you drink enough water, or two, you relax the tension in the knee so the water can get into the knee joint. So that's that's what I would look at. The second, and of course, relaxing the tension in there, I go over in my virtual clinic. I talk about that. I also have a knee pain home study course, which I go over all five of those areas as well, and I've got a template as far as how or what a person can do in terms of systematically every day, follow these instructions, follow these several steps, and you commit to these every day. And the whole program, I believe, is like a half an hour every day. If you follow these things every day, and I have a flow chart as far as the stretching exercises, and I have the specific four exercises in there that you do specifically to strengthen the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint. And I go over breathing, go over specifically how to breathe and that whole thing. It'll help you. It'll get you through. All it needs to be done is for you to get into the program. You could find that at kneepainhomestudycourse.com. And then I have a question from Irma. What can I do to stop deterioration of knee cartilage? Irma, I'll refer to the last question. The idea is to stop, well, why is the cartilage getting worn upon? What is going on in the knees that's causing that? And usually it's tension. Usually it's pain. And by stopping that pain, the nervous system can relax. You can get better sleep at night. The body will be able to heal what's going on in the knees. It goes on those five scenarios. Water, nutrition, exercise, stretching, and breathing. So, Irma, that should answer your question as well. And I'm going to move on to the next question. Okay. I feel there is no pain in my knee, but my knee becomes so weak, and the bones of knees are appearing now. So what can I do for it? I think the big thing is to rewrite the question, because I'm not really sure what it means, and the bones of the knees are appearing now. I don't know if they're actually like showing through the skin, or if the legs are beginning to atrophy, which means the muscles are starting to shrink, that the actual knee joint looks really large. That can happen for, gosh, so many reasons. I'm going to need some more background, some more understanding to be able to even answer the question. Was it an injury? What happened? The more feedback I'm actually able to get, understanding what's going on, it's going to be infinitely helpful. So, okay. Next question. Got a question from Graham. I live in Scotland, and I'm so glad I came across your program, which I started a week ago. Here are two questions. One, after starting some of your stretches in the last week, I found that by day three, I have quite a bit of lower back pain. I left off exercise for a day and then returned. However, then I experienced severe nerve pain in the lower back area. My osteopath put me on the road to recovery. This is not a criticism, since he and I are both impressed by your approach, but I would appreciate some guidance, since I do not want that back pain again. As you and I know, there is nothing worse than nerve pain. Any advice? I guess, Graham, the big thing is I don't know which stretches you did and how they're causing the lower back pain. That can be a function of tension in the hips, the pelvis. That can contribute to it. It can also be a function of tension in the hamstrings, because a lot of times the hamstrings will pull really, really tight and cause discomfort in the back of the legs going up into the lower back. It can also be a function of the psoas, the muscles in the belly. They connect in the legs, go up through the pelvis and into the lower back. That can be, if the psoas is really tight and you stand up straight, that can cause pain in the lower back. Are you doing the stretches with the breathing? Because if you don't breathe properly, it'll actually amp up tension in the nervous system. And when the tension is built up in the nervous system, then you have issues as far as that goes. So breathing is very important in that scenario as well. So I'd need to know more information in order to do that. Many times I'm working, when I work with clients one-on-one, like I do with Janelle and Zach, I'm able to walk them through and deal exactly with what's going on. And pretty much they're able to take care of their own issues by me pointing to the specific videos that I have in my virtual clinic. So that, you can shoot me an email at bill@thekneepainguru.com and we can set up a consultation, a free consultation to kind of get an idea if that would work for you. And generally in a pretty short period of time, I can get people out of knee pain as long as nothing is broken or torn. Okay, next question from Graham. One problem that I have had for about 3 years now is a severe arch pain in my right foot. The pain is only when I walk, and it does ease a bit with stretching. I think it is linked to my knee pain, but don't know how or really what best to do to get rid of it. I do have periods of time when it is not bad at all, and others now when I limp badly. What can I do to rid myself of this debilitating pain? Okay, I just put, I believe in this month, in July, I put several videos up working with, in the virtual clinic, working with the ankles and the feet, putting them in a position of comfort. I go systematically through the feet to show you how exactly to create the position of comfort in the foot to relieve the pain in there. So you, Graham, I'd suggest you checking that out, and I believe that's going to help you a lot. So I'd definitely get into the virtual clinic if you're not already part of it and see how that works for you. One little bit more from Graham. I've had both knees flushed out and cartilage repaired in January of this year by one of Scotland's best sports orthopedic surgeons. I have good blood supply to my knees and should not have pain, but I do. What is wrong and what can I do? I'm desperate to get back to golf and playing with grandchildren. Generally healthy, I'm active, and I'm 66 years old. Graham, basically it boils down to water, nutrition, exercise, stretching, and breathing. All of the issues that you're dealing with are just symptoms, and the idea is to get to the basics, to the fundamentals, what you're doing so you can begin to create comfort in the body. And when you create comfort, the body is less tolerant of pain. And when it's less tolerant of pain, it begins to heal itself. It's relaxing more. You're sleeping better. You're doing all of the things that your body needs to do, creating the conditions so your body can heal what's going on in the knees. So hopefully that will answer your question. I'd suggest, honestly, for anybody who is experiencing pain, and they're just tired of it, and they want the shortest distance between two points, they want their knee pain gone yesterday, set up one-on-one coaching with me. That is the ultimate way you're going to get your knees out of pain, the fastest and quickest. It's the results speak for themselves. I got testimonials. It becomes a point where it's like it's just expected anymore because you create the conditions. How does the body work? And there's only so many ways it can hurt. And when you set up the conditions so the body begins to heal itself, it gets itself out of pain, then everything else just happens on its own. So if you're really serious about it, shoot me an email, bill@thekneepainguru.com. Set up a put in the subject line one-on-one coaching, and we'll get you set up. We'll start working this week, and you'll already see results. Zach, and like I said, in the period of a week, week and a half, we got him squatting, which is phenomenal. And that was after four knee surgeries. And most of the time, people don't have that severe of an injury in their knee. They didn't have four knee surgeries. They generally have pain either before or after a surgery, and there is no solution. They're not getting any answers from anyone. So that's definitely something. If you don't feel comfortable with one-on-one coaching, go to kneepainhomestudycourse.com and get into that list. I have some trainings in there that'll help you begin to do some stuff that'll help you as far as getting yourself out of pain. And then last case scenario is go to freekneepainreport.com. And all of those five components that I talk about, the water, the nutrition, the exercise, the stretching, and the breathing, I'll send you a free report. It'll come in your email box. You just put in a first name and email address, and you get that sent to you right away. And kind of gives you a bigger picture. So anyhow, that's the only way your knees are going to start getting better and stay better, is when you understand those five components. So, okay. Next question. I have pain in my right knee only when I walk. I have no pain otherwise anytime. Any suggestions? Well, I could be a wise guy and say, well, then don't walk. However, most people like walking. I take, as usual, 6 to 8 liters of warm water. I do not take any painkillers. I do not use knee support while walking in both the knees. I do not need it otherwise. I do use knee support. Thank you for your note. I am living with this situation for over 2 decades, including going around as a globetrotter. Okay. Let's say I was working with this person one-on-one. One, I would ask them, well, the right knee hurts when you walk. Does it hurt when you push off? Or does it hurt when you extend the leg? Does it hurt going up steps? Does it hurt going down steps? Does it hurt when you twist to the right? Does it hurt when you twist to the left when you're walking? All of these questions give me an idea of exactly the tension pattern that is going on in the knee joint causing the problems. Then I would point them specifically to the part of my virtual clinic of the videos that they would need to watch to begin to do the passive stretching exercises on themselves, so they would begin to relieve the pain in the right knee. In addition, we look at water nutrition. Have them document that. Then I would go over breathing. Because in order for the right knee to hurt, something has to be holding too tight, and something else has to be holding not tight enough. So the passive stretching exercises are going to release that tension, creating space in the joint. However, at that point, the joint is quite vulnerable because now it's even looser than normal. So then I would suggest the specific exercise, the specific knee strengthening exercise through the tendons and ligaments in the knee joint itself that would allow that joint to tighten up to provide support so it doesn't go back to that place that it was before. And that's how I would work with a one-on-one client. So once again, you can see that the questions that I'm getting don't give me enough information to give a specific answer as to why the knee is hurting or what you can do as to getting the knee out of pain. In the virtual clinic, in that stretching lounge, in the passive stretching section, I would go in specifically to that part of the knee that is experiencing the pain, because I have several videos. I must be 10 or 12 or 16 videos that I go of the specific spots that would hurt in the knee. And I show you exactly what to do to create the comfort in it so it relieves that pain, tension, and discomfort, allowing the body to heal on its own. And then follow up with the knee strengthening exercises to provide support for that. So, okay, last question for the day. Question is from Aaron. It says, "Hi, Bill. I came across your site while researching knee pain. I recently sprained my left knee, the MCL, while running. I'm trying to get in shape for basic combat training. I leave for the Army in October. I'm worried this sprain will slow down my pre-shipment training. I know that you have a whole package of information available for purchase, much of which probably does not pertain to me with my mild sprain. Still, I hope to get some advice from someone knowledgeable on the subject of how to strengthen my knee joints so that I can continue to train without future injury. Maybe you're willing to help a future soldier." Okay, let's see. This consequently happens. This is like the first domino. You have a guy like Aaron who sprains his left knee, and what happens is it starts a series of situations where now the knee is holding a tension pattern to protect it from being injured further. That sprain that he did to his knee, the MCL ligament, which is the cruciate ligament on the inside of the knee, what happens is now the knee's holding that tension pattern, and the whole body's compensating for it. So by addressing that tension pattern, by addressing it right away, the body never holds that compensation pattern for a long period of time, and it can heal very quickly. However, what ends up happening is it's like, well, it's not that big of a deal. It's just a sprain, and it'll get better. And consequently, that sprain, you see questions from people down the road. I just got off the phone with someone a little bit ago who's been dealing with knee pain for 25 years. It was just he was going down a water slide. So now it's 25 years later. It was just a minor ding then, not that big of a deal. And now it's like he can't go dancing with his wife. He can't walk without pain. He can't do all sorts of things without pain, tension, or discomfort. So it's those situations where nip it in the bud. What do they say? An ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And it's the same thing. Deal with this pretty quickly. Deal with it now. Relax the tension in there, the passive stretching section of the virtual clinic. Right now, if you order an ebook, you get a free month in the virtual clinic. So for a $27 investment for an ebook, you get access to what amounts to 10 years of my experience that will help you get out of pain. And that really, no matter how you look at it, that's pretty dang affordable. So anyhow, I think that would really benefit you, Aaron. Get in there, get the book, read it over. That's going to get you a better understanding, allow you to get some exercises that are going to help what's going on in your knee, as well as relax the tension in the areas that are experiencing pain. And then you're good to go. Go knock yourself out at basic combat training. I'm sure you'll have lots of other people that will be trying to do that as well. Anyways. Okay. Well, that is all the questions for today. I thank you so much for being part of the podcast today, and we will be on the next time we will be answering more questions. So if you do have any questions, send me an email at bill@thekneepainguru.com. Entitle it Podcast Questions. And then, of course, if you're not knowing what to do next, go to freekneepainreport.com and put in your first name and email address, and then you'll be able to be in contact. I'll be in contact and have plenty of emails to send out to you to give you lots of tips and tricks to keep you out of chronic knee pain. So thank you so much, and have a wonderful day.